Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I have no idea what today is.
I guess technically it's June 1st or something.
It's tap dancing day.
It's what?
Tap dancing day.
Tap dancing day?
National tap dancing
day. National tap dancing day.
What does that mean?
Means it's national tap dancing day.
Have you ever tap danced?
I just did.
Is that tap dancing or clogging? What's the difference? Do we know?
It depends on how heavy you are.
Oh.
Huh.
There you go.
Doesn't that make sense?
It may depend on where you're from.
That must be why our friend Sierra from Tennessee sent us a little goodie bag.
Oh, is that the little Debbie girl?
Oh, is it the little Debbie girl?
You my hero.
I used to love her.
You used to.
Oh, that's...
Now I just love
unwrap a smile.
Does anybody want some patriotic brownies?
Boy, I do.
Patriotic anything.
No, I'll pass.
You know I'm patriotic.
Now.
I could eat that whole box.
What else you got?
Do it then.
Patriotic cakes.
Oh, yeah. The
chocolate
white,
and
white,
vanilla.
White cake.
Wait,
red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue
cake.
Stuff?
Okay.
I have
America, son. We got Memorial Day, and we got the July the 4th.
Good girl.
All wrapped in one package.
God bless America. Okay, y'all turn it on the radio if you want to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll gladly stand.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, we got went
next to you and the fender still today. That song,
we got an America mashup.
That song's so
who's
cool.
Got Lenny Kravitz? I just figured you'd go with American Woman, but maybe not.
Oh, it's okay. I'm more of a I Love the Rain kind of guy.
There you go.
Si, that hat's legit.
That is an interesting.
You ain't gonna say nothing?
No, that's an interesting.
You show
lid.
Up in like a Steve Irwin Crocodile Dundee hat.
Well, that was
that did a Pioneer Woman collection.
That's
right.
That's an Aussie part of the hat, that boy.
Yeah. Right. That got me.
But I got my colorful clothes on.
Yeah, you do.
You ready to go fishing? You got your fishing jersey on.
That's
son.
What I was fixing to ask the guy with.
What?
What have you been catching?
Fish.
Fish. What
he's one of those secretive type.
Hook.
The silver bullet, baby.
You can check it. You can check it out on Finn Commander's YouTube channel, Si.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Is it already on there?
It will be by the time they hear this.
You been catching any big chinky pins?
No.
Chinkity pins?
What?
I don't know where them things are gone.
Really?
Did you try to catch some?
I got in there a little bit too late. I should have been there when them MLF boys was there, but. I didn't want to get on a brush pile. And I was like, I was in there fishing birthday. We couldn't even get in it.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's what it
is. I'm just sad Si didn't go with wearing the hat and having the headphones on.
Well, I tried.
He tried.
I tried it, but didn't.
Did you drive your truck?
Yeah, I drive a truck, but no.
I know.
No,
you have a truck that dressed suspiciously like your hat and your shirt, too, right? Did you drive that?
Yeah, the billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you drive it today?
It's parked out in my front yard. It is.
That way everybody that drives down that road know to get some.
That's right. Everybody
like one of them politician signs stuck out there.
That's 712-922s.
I hate
General
to tell you.
Best customers. Right.
But most of the people that travel down that road just smoke their flowers. They don't put them in a vase.
That's about right.
I mean, that is what it is.
They're listening.
Well, hey, multi-purpose.
Makes her happy
that,
and
boys.
You makes her happy and you too.
Hey, that's it. Hey, happy.
I lost my computer, by the way.
Where's it at?
Oh, I don't know.
I knew something was wrong.
It's in the last place you put it.
You can't fact check me.
Yeah, well, I got a phone.
He got a phone.
But yeah, I don't know what happened to it. I feel naked over here.
Have you misplaced it for real?
It's somewhere in my house. It's got to be. But I bet I put it somewhere that made sense to me, and then my wife moved it.
Okay.
That'll happen.
Is that
there
something
it is.
That continues to happen?
That's why they always know where to find stuff. You notice a woman always knows where to find stuff.
Because she put it there.
Because she hid it.
You can't find it, and you're looking around. Okay. She said, if it wasn't for me, you couldn't find nothing. Well, if you wouldn't put it somewhere.
Well, if you wouldn't move it.
Yeah.
That's why I tell them, do not touch my little table beside my recliner.
It's amazing. They can find everything.
It's piled up. It's piled up with junk. Every time I got to find something, I got to go through it.
That's it.
But we the same way. Like, if I went to look in your boat for something, I wouldn't be able to find nothing.
Wouldn't be able to find
it. Would you move it?
But you'd be able to go. Yeah. You'd be able to put a blindfold on it.
But would you move it?
The house is the woman's boat.
That's right.
You know?
You're right.
That's the deal.
That's why you can't find nothing.
Yeah. Because, like, you go in my boat right now, if you ask for something and I told you where it was, you're probably like, well, that don't make sense.
Mm-mm.
I'd be like, well, it does to me.
But it does to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's the way it is.
Interesting.
Why you go fishing with other people is kind of hard because your boat is your tackle box.
Yeah, it is hard. It is very hard.
You go, what do
I... Yeah, now where is that? What is that? Yeah, been there, done that.
Whew.
Goblin, I could have used you yesterday.
What at?
My truck quit on me.
Where was you at?
On Forsyth, taking Brittany to get a root canal.
Oh,
that ain't good.
She talked funny when she got through?
And she was talking real funny when it broke down and we hadn't made it there yet.
Oh,
y'all hadn't made it. You were on your way.
Uh-huh. We're on our way there.
Well, I didn't get a phone call.
And the truck just stopped?
It just quit. She quit on me. The deal that holds my timing chain broke. My timing chain's still fine.
Your idler?
The deal that holds.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That little.
He said that he called it like the guide or something. Yep. I don't know. Yep. But he said that broke.
He gone. It's so is just, the engine just shut it, off?
You wore it in two. You've been driving too much.
Well, I was fixing to say, what's the mileage?
On my truck, 207,000.
That's what I'm talking about. 207,000? You got it paid for.
Oh, it's been paid for. Mm-hmm. That's why this one's getting fixed. I don't want a truck note. So I get
that's
it back
what
in about
I'm
a week.
About.
Something like
things
that.
Things drive. Well, another they just keep grand. Going.
I didn't know. I that's the first time it's ever happened to me, though. I just driving, and all of a sudden, there was nothing. I said, interesting.
Yeah.
And then when I went to turn the key over, I was like, yeah, that ain't it.
That don't sound like
A nice fan stopped and helped me push it out of the middle of the road.
That's good.
Asked me how many ducks I killed and if I'd killed any turkeys. And then he left it with, man, it's good to see one of y'all broke down.
Yeah.
He said, y'all are real people. You
check
know?
You later.
You have ordinary problems.
I said, absolutely, buddy. I said, 207,000 miles, she'll do this to you, I guess. So, you know.
My wife called me this morning.
You got to do maintenance on it every once in a while.
Yeah, this has been the best truck I ever owned because other than standard maintenance, this is the first problem, I would say, that it's had, other than just regular tires, oil changes, you know, all that kind of stuff that you take care of. But
my wife's air conditioner went out this morning.
Yeah, that is no bueno. I mean, it's good. It's good because we're still in May and it ain't July. But
yeah, she said it's hot. She called me. I was like, I would bring it by here. Then the bridge was up and it was a whole disaster. But she made it home. I'm going to try and fix the air conditioner. We got 140,000 miles on that rig.
Do you?
Till the wheels fall off. The kid's too dirty to get something new.
Amen, buddy. Mm-hmm. I accused my mom of being the problem.
What'd she do?
Well, look, your mother. Because my dad, you know, when he passed, we kept all of his trucks. So every now and then, I'll go park my truck at her house and drive on his. Just keep them running. Keep the diesel running and keep his other truck, which I'm in right now. Thankfully, we didn't get rid of him because we got an extra vehicle.
Yeah.
But I keep him running. So I left mine over at her house, and she just couldn't stand it no more, and she washed all the mud off my truck. I said, well, when you did that, you washed a piece off that was holding that together.
That's right.
I said, there's a reason I don't clean that thing.
That now right you got to go run back through mud up.
Yeah. I said, now I'm going to go get mud on the top again just to make sure that all the mud gets back in the right places, holding the rest of it together.
It was holding this truck.
Yeah.
It's the old theory, if it's not broke, don't fuck with it.
Well, his is broke, though.
Yeah, mine is officially broke. Well, we are B-R-O-K-E, broke. It was so bad at first, it wouldn't even go into neutral. Really? Old steering wheel lock, you know, the steering wheel lock trick, and then because you ain't got power steering then, so it's hard to turn that wheel. But
it does all the power you got.
I said it's a good thing I've been toting around them 20-pound youngins, because I was able to finally jar that steering wheel loose, got it neutral, and then a very nice Washtenaw Parish Sheriff's Officer steered the truck while me and my hunting buddy, whoever he was, pushed it. Yeah. So
it's always nice to stop and help somebody push a car.
Oh, yeah, and there was another guy trying to stop. I mean, another guy was stopping to help, but I was like, no, man, we got it. Because he was like, you need help pushing? I was like, I mean, maybe, but I think we got it. And by the time he got parked, we already had it. I said, man, thank you for stopping. Anyway, it's just good to know that still exists in America, that people will get out. I've helped push a many of them, so that's the first time I've ever needed it, and there were a couple of guys there willing to do it. So I can appreciate that. But it was kind of a lonely feeling sitting on the tailgate of your broke down truck waiting on somebody to come get it while your wife's getting a root canal.
Yeah. How far from the dentist was she?
About a quarter mile.
See, y'all
just walked down there.
The first thing she said was, how am I supposed to get there? I said, well, I recommend you walk.
Yeah, that's right. I can see the sign.
All I was worried about was not dying on Forsyth with people not, because I mean, I'm sitting out there in the middle, got my flashers on, and they act like, I guess they're texting, they ain't paying no attention. They're locking their brakes up. I'm like, bro, I've been here. This isn't new.
I'm sorry.
And the flashers are on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. If I could have moved it already, I would have. Like, I'm trying to, that's in the middle of me trying to hang off my steering wheel to get to where I can put it in neutral. Like,
golly.
Yeah.
Quarter of a mile. That's as long as a drag strip, you know.
Yeah, it's just right there. I can see it.
Called a
track.
Oh, so.
But then she called the dentist's office, and the receptionist come down there and got her and took her down there.
That was nice.
I asked her when I paid the bill, I said, does that include the delivery? The pickup and delivery?
Yeah,
I said,
the fuel surcharge.
I said, I'm totally okay with paying for it since y'all were so kind to do that. And she started laughing. She said, no, honey, we've all been broke down before. I said, well, I have now. I never had before then, but I have now. So there, anyway, real life happens. Let's take a break and we'll be back right after this. Man, did you see that deal with Burnsy? Our friend Burnsy, you remember him?
Yeah.
But I saw on Facebook a guy that filmed for us, and I'll throw this out there to our fans because we're a praying bunch. A guy that filmed Duck Dynasty, his name's Chris Burns, was just diagnosed with stage 4 liver failure.
Wow.
And Burnsy's
Burnsy was there from the jump.
He was second season. He wasn't first season, but second season all the way on to the till it ended. Burnsy was with us. And so, Chris, I don't know if you even keep up with us anymore, but we keep up with you mildly. So we'll be praying for you, buddy. Basically, I think it said he's just got to wait for a transplant now. Mm-hmm. So is his only chance of survival. But we know a great healer. So it's not his only chance of survival. So if you guys feel led, podcast fans, lift up our buddy Chris Burns in your prayers. The deal with Duck Dynasty is the whole crew. We were together so much that the whole crew was like family. Between Jim, Chris, Candace. I mean, I can go through the whole list of people that I haven't seen in forever. D-Rock, all these
Jim.
People. Jenna. Yeah, Jim Orr, big. And then you got Odie. The big gym. And so we spent a lot of, I'll say this, during that, we spent more time with them than we did our own family. So they became our family. So Johnny, I mean, I just start thinking of all the people that worked on. It's kind of cool to look back on it. But yeah, I hated to see that. I mean, you hate, because Chris is young. I mean, he's not, I mean, he's got to be mid 40s, maybe max, early mid 40s. So, still got, in theory, a lot of life ahead of him. So
don't ever know.
But anyway, there you go. That's your update on Duck Dynasty. I don't.
Really, it was a TV show.
I didn't know the clock was going to be running. I was just going to tell Godwin off camera. But
yeah.
But when I saw it running, you know what? There's a reason clock was running, because Burns making use of your prayers, man. Power of prayer. It's a wonderful thing.
It is.
And that reminds me about, why are you living your best life? If you're not, you have that opportunity.
Yeah,
it's that important.
It is. Are you living your best life,
Si? I'm trying to.
You give it heck, don't you?
Yep, I'm trying to.
Look at that smile on his face. Yep.
I'm just looking at them two shirts over there. Them two boys is proud and living, son. Are you here to tell me?
They match.
Let them know.
Let them know. They kind of match, don't they?
They do match.
We're ready for a day on the water, Martin.
Everything matches except their footwear. Those are very different.
We got some Nike dunk and some Duck socks. Commander clogs from 2012 that they don't make no more.
I like
socks and no socks.
I like just where I can slip them on and kick them off.
You can slip.
I would actually. If my feet were toughened up, I'd actually go barefooted.
Well, then, I know. We'd call you Godwin.
Yeah, I'll tell you, because, hey, but, hey, my feet used to be tough when
I was. Oh, they ain't tough as they used to be. I walked out there in the yard the other day, and I was like,
Without shoes?
Was it stickers or rocks?
Both.
Both.
Acorns.
Is that a normal thing that
M-O
you
do? Acorn.
Just walk through your yard with no shoes?
Godwin don't wear shoes. He's our OSHA's worst nightmare. Here, he take off walking through that warehouse barefoot.
I do. I kick off my shoes when I get here, and I'll put them on when I walk out the door.
Well, I understand why Phil don't wear.
Phil doesn't wear shoes?
Yeah. Oh, no. He goes, you know, but his feet, you know, he says it's because when we was growing up, we were so poor, he didn't have the right size shoes.
And that's where them big, knobs
deformed.
Yeah.
So I understand why he goes barefooted.
He squirrel hunts barefooted. I know that.
Oh, no.
He asked me, you seen my shoes by your deer stands?
Oh, no. He found a bunch of squirrels on the Arkansas-Louisiana line. And that was when I was in the Army, and I'd come in and go hunt with him. And I'd give him Army socks, which are real thick. And that's what he'd have. He'd wear Army socks, you know. And he took me hunting there once, and he said, oh, I forgot to tell you, when we just split up, take off, he yelled, hey, I forgot to tell you. And I said, what's that? He said, for every squirrel, there's 10 poisonous snakes.
Yeah.
Ain't wearing shoes?
And he ain't wearing shoes.
Nah.
Okay. I've seen him step beside so many snakes that just, they open their mouth.
Yeah.
But didn't bite him.
Now, I got a question.
He rakes him beaver dams towards him, and he rakes them in his, just around his feet.
Are squirrels really that slick where you don't need shoes?
Are they really what?
That slick.
He said he did it because he could feel like a little limb under his feet.
He runs.
He wouldn't break it. He'd, you know, lift his feet, put it forward.
That's amazing. You know what that tells me about that man? He was hungry.
Yeah.
He if you worrying about breaking a stick squirrel hunting, you was hungry.
Oh, no. Well,
you were hunting. You were hunting to survive. It was not merely a pastime.
Well, in them days.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm being honest.
Yo, that's like, yo, you didn't waste that ammo.
Yeah, that's survival hunting there. That's not like fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, this is serious business, okay? Because, like, you know, whatever we brought back to the house,
mm-hmm.
that was supplement meals.
Yeah, that's I've got to eat squirrels, want to eat squirrels.
Well, that's my favorite game.
Yeah.
Okay, I could eat right now if you would kill 20 young fox squirrels or cat squirrels, I would eat every one of them.
20 of them?
No, you wouldn't either, because I'm going to keep me at least 2 of them.
Cut his head off, and then all you got is the legs, back. You know, I'd eat 20 of them.
Squirrel dumplings.
20 of them?
No, forget the squirrel dumplings.
Oh, buddy, with a
fried squirrel with rice and gravy and biscuits, homemade biscuits.
What you looking at?
I'm making sure that wasn't Bill Dance calling you.
I would have got
would have put him on the air, buddy.
We'd have got him again.
How's that?
But no, fried squirrel with rice gravy and biscuits.
And then a Mayhaw jelly for a little dessert.
Praise be.
I'm not a big squirrel guy.
Yeah, me and Mr. Rober probably wouldn't see eye to eye. I did go watch some of them squirrel videos after y'all turned me on to that.
How did you get just lost in them?
Fat Gus is pretty tight.
Told you.
Like,
my kids will be watching it. I'm like, hey, scoot over.
Like, I'd buy a Fat Gus shirt.
Well, we've talked about this before, but there's a lot of folks out there that don't know it, that squirrels migrate.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
The migration.
The great migration.
The great migration. That was in 1972.
You said 82. Okay.
We's all around it.
No.
This is story number 72.
Hey, but that was something to see. Okay. Because you don't ever see, like, go in the woods and just everywhere you look, limbs are shaking. And everywhere you look in the trees, limbs are shaking, and you're looking and on the logs laying down, there's varmints running.
I wouldn't want to be there.
Oh, no, that would say.
What if the squirrels turned on you, though?
No, they didn't turn on me.
But, I mean, how many squirrels could you legitimately defend yourself from?
Probably, I carried like 2 boxes of shells.
So he was good for 50 of them.
I was good for 50 of
but
them.
But after that, it's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
Now, Phil, he carried 400 squirrels came out.
Phil carried four boxes.
Mm.
Okay, because that was back in the day when limits, that didn't even come into play.
They were just suggestions.
Yeah, yeah. That was a suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't mean you had to.
Yeah. But it wasn't law.
Well,
hard to say.
But man. I just want to end that in there.
Yeah, no.
Four do migrate like ducks.
Yeah, they do.
Everything will migrate if it comes to eating and surviving. Yeah. Man, hey, you look at us.
When the food source.
It all goes to heck down here. We're going to leave here and go somewhere to eat.
Yeah.
Probably Texas.
It depends on the food source of their range that they'll have.
Yeah.
Because that's like the mountain lion. Hill's range is up to 400 miles.
As far as I'm concerned, that rascal stay in the mountain.
That's why they're so skinny.
No, I'm serious. Hey.
They in that range.
You ain't ever seen a fat one.
if like the rabbit population is low and all that stuff, whatever they eat, if it's low, they'll range up to 400 miles for food.
I guess we know what was on PBS last night.
Yeah.
Was it?
They got some good stuff.
Would you drive 400 miles to go eat and come back home?
Not on day one. I'd probably give it a few days, but I guess if I had to, it meant the difference. I ain't going to drive nowhere right now because my truck broke down.
McMillan sent me a picture 20 minutes ago. He's in Longview eating at that edible barbecue right now.
Is he really?
It was so good, he went back. So
is that what he just told you?
Is he bringing back a platter?
He sent me a picture of three ribs.
Three ribs?
What's that going to do?
He ain't bringing nothing back.
That's all that was left.
Unreal. All right, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
No, Martin, I'm telling you.
What?
The generation right behind me, not so much. The generation after them, I got a little faith.
The hustlers?
The hustlers.
You mean the ones that were born of people of our generation? The last hustling generation?
Maybe.
Maybe. Probably.
A little older than me, I guess, because these kids.
Well, yeah, kind of like me, about 5-6 years older than you.
We basically had Young Entrepreneur Day the other day at the store.
Well, what was they doing?
It was fantastic. So I got a group of boys that they remind me of what Willie probably was at this age.
Swindler?
No.
Oh.
No, they were just constantly outside. they set trot lines they live close to the river, and they will swim out there to them. I ain't got no boat. So they're constant. Like sometimes they come to the store. I'm like, boys, we got to shower before. Because they get a little.
They get a little rank, get a little musty. Yeah,
but they're awesome.
That just reminds me of my childhood when you said they swim out.
Yeah. Oh, that's what
me and Phil and Tommy would seine the bait out of ponds, okay? Crawfish, perch, shiners, all that.
Whatever got caught in the net.
No. Whatever got caught in the sink.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it in number three wash tub full of water to keep them alive. Carry that. Put it in the car. Get to the levee. Carry it over to Red River. And then we would go, like if there was a sandbar in the middle of it, we'd swim to the sandbar and then set lines out on the shallow side, both sides of that sandbar. And, of course, we'd have to, whenever we run them, I had to swim over there. If it was at night, hey, swim over there, run them, okay, and then come back. But that, you saw it fun.
Were you the bait guy?
Huh?
Were you the bait guy?
No, we all. I figured I didn't get y'all to had do a the system. Fun part, take them off. That was Tom and Phil.
Yeah.
I was just helping them tote, helping catch them and everything.
You were there for moral support.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these kids, they buy worms from me, and then they caught some giant grinnell. I call the garfish.
That's a prehistoric fish.
They're only into prehistoric fish.
Yeah. No. A grinnell is prehistoric fish.
Well, they're into gar, too.
Yeah.
There's Noah, Craven,
prehistoric.
CJ, and Carter. Well, the other Monday, they come in the store, and they're like, I got to talk to you. And I was like, what's up, guys? And they said, I got a business proposition. And I was like,
I'm always thinking.
I feel like I'm going to lose in this situation.
Yeah, always thinking.
Because like they come, they'll show up at 5:45 and like, if I take the trash out, can I get some red worms? And sometimes I let them, sometimes I don't. Yeah. It just depends on if I need the trash down.
That's better than cutting a zip tie off and putting it in their pocket.
Amen. Yeah. So I love these kids. But so they come in, they said, we got a lemonade stand. And I said, what? They said, we set up a lemonade stand in the neighborhood, and they made pretty good money on Sunday. And they said,
what is lemonade going for today?
It's $2 a cup.
$2 a cup?
Okay. So they said,
that gum inflation, man.
What size cup?
Red Solo cup.
Red Solo. Oh, that's
do they
good
fill it up?
They fill it up.
Pretty good.
Okay. We're changing the recipe next time they come. But they said, can we have some space outside for a lemonade stand? And we'll give you 10%. And I said, hey, that's a pretty good deal. I said, here's the deal. You don't have to give me 10%, but you got to make a sign that says you're raising money for Red Worms. And, hey, they showed up on Tuesday and crushed. They sold out of lemonade. I was proud of them.
Hey.
Did they make the lemonade like with your water hose or something?
No.
They toted a heavy cooler. Though.
They toted a heavy cooler. They rode their bikes to Walmart. They had to buy all their own stuff. And then they rode their bikes home. Next thing I know, they got a wagon, and they're pulling up a cooler. They bought the ice from me, which was funny. So we're gonna add an extra scoop next time.
I like this. What you're telling me, you're talking about the generation behind you.
Yeah, look at these. Look at them. I got a picture of them.
Yeah.
Their sign says, to fund honey hole bait and tackle shop expenses.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
There is hope for America.
I've shopped at the honey hole. They better bump that up to $3 a cup.
Yeah. Hey, not as much. I was about to switch with them.
Is it pretty good lemonade?
No.
Then we're going to add a scoop of lemonade. The water, it kind of got watered down on Tuesday. So next time they do it, we're going
to
add.
Don't add too much ice to it.
Yeah, add a little too much ice.
Yeah, but, when you add ice, you got to add some lemon juice.
But no, they were out there hustling.
So I might come by there.
There you go.
They're going to be there tomorrow.
Hey, good lemonade's hard to find. But I like it.
They're hustling, and I was proud of them. And I was like, I ain't going to cut them no deals. I'm just going to give them spots. And
Kudos to them boys.
I don't know that I could have made as much money as them, because half of it was people who are like proud to see a lemonade stand again in America. Yeah. They were like,
proud to see some boys working.
Well, no, that's the thing. Yeah. That you got kids. That, I don't mind working.
You tell them on Saturdays they got a free spot at Duck Commander if they want it. They set up right in front of the store. We got shade.
There you go. I don't know. They get their bikes.
There you go.
The
when they show up, call them.
I'm trying to expand their location. They got a free spot under the eave in the shade. They can sell their
When you come, call me and tell me the upper, and I'll come by a quart of it.
They're going to be at the honey on the bar, but they said, Tuesdays and Fridays. I was like, I don't know. We can do every Tuesday and Friday. We'll work it out.
You got to tell them they got to spread it out, because then they'll lose the people that are proud of them for working. Then they'll just think they're getting swindled. So you got to
space it out.
Space it out. Up your price to $3.
So then
call it good.
One of my favorite customers then comes in. I think she's about 11 or 12. She never buys anything, but she's still my favorite customer because I'm her customer. She's raising money to like ride horses and go to tournaments. And that girl makes the best red velvet cupcake you have ever had in your life. And she's like 11 or 12. And she walked in one day and it was my mom's birthday. So I bought a bunch of them, never tried them, and just took them home. And I got home. I was like, I need to find this human and get her on the line because I need her to come back all the time. 6 months later, I said, where have you been? Don't ever go this long without coming here.
Where have you been? Yeah. And here's
where's
my number.
Red cake
Look, so she's got vanilla, chocolate, and red velvet. Those boys are out there selling lemonade. And then she walks in and looks at me and just smiles. I said, the red velvet's here. I was fired up. So there are some kids working hard this summer.
How much she sell them cupcakes for?
$10 for four.
10 for four?
It's a great deal.
Can
she make it here?
Her mom drives her around.
Yeah, tell her to put Duck Commander on her list.
I'll tell her to put Duck Commander on her list. It's Showcakes. She even got a thing on Facebook.
Showcake.
It's spelled like a Louisiana person would spell it.
Oh, like S-H-E-A-U or something?
Yeah, something like that.
U-X or something.
But yeah, she raises money to go ride horses in them tournaments. I think she's pretty good, too.
Okay.
But I said, hey, don't ever pass. When you're coming to West Monroe to sell, you got to pass me from Farmville. Just stop here.
Yeah,
that reminds me of my.
Tell her, get on over here and ask for Angela. She get to that front door. I got her.
That reminds me of my childhood riding horses.
Yeah,
there's hope.
And every time that was back in the day when I was a child, that the farmers would get together and round up cows for all the different farmers. They'd do it together. Well, they'd be at the cotton gin, had all the horses tied up. And I would jump from one to the other. Sit on it a while.
They need to teach them cows like they do in Wyoming. How they taught them, they just come down. They let them go all summer, and then by October, September, they just start down to the corral.
It's wild. Yeah, they'll be standing at the gate.
Yeah. Let me in.
Yeah, they'll be standing. They'll all be standing
they'll
at the
gate. They'll all be standing at the gate?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we've been up there deer hunting for, we've had to stop and let cows in because they was all standing at the gate. So yeah. That they knew.
Locking the road.
That meant they were out of food up in the hills.
Yeah.
They knew to come down here to get food. They'd all be standing in the gate.
They ready to go back home.
You open the gate and they all file through. Well, you ain't got to do nothing.
They be up in the meadows.
They just gone. They just.
And when it ate them down.
What is that, a national?
They would all show up at the gate.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Just pretty cool. Huh. That makes me, what if? If you had a time machine.
Uh-oh.
And you could do it. Would you go back in the old Western days when we were settling this country?
Bruh, that's so like soft, I wouldn't make it for a week.
I think the only place Johnny D's going in time is forward.
Back to the future.
Back to the future, baby.
That's not true. I'd go back to the
90s. I think I would go back.
To the Western days?
To the Western.
We need to take a break and discuss.
I really,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm like you. I may not be tough enough to take it. But I would like, yeah.
Well, I'd like to delve into that a little more. So let's take a break, and then we'll talk. Let's talk about where we.
Hey, go. Kids, yeah. This summer, get a little side hustle, make you some cash. People be proud.
That's
of
it.
You.
All right. So time machine. If we had,
time machine, would we go Western?
Si says he wants to go the West.
Si would go.
I
West.
Would go back.
He'd have a horse named Trigger.
Just think of this though.
Ourself.
Go to the plain states, okay?
It's too flat.
And there would be millions
of buffalo.
Of buffalo.
More than that.
Yo, I look because the few I've seen, the few I've seen, this thing is huge, a buffalo is.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen a couple?
But you think that you could, ride across this.
A buffalo?
Tatanka.
No.
I would ride
right.
Buffalo.
Look, Mango rode a buffalo.
The guy on a buffalo rode a buffalo.
But anyway, right across the country where you could see, literally, you would have to stop and let him go by. And it might take the whole day for him to go by.
He's a guy on a buffalo.
That would be pretty amazing to see, though.
Oh, no, to see that.
Godwin, you got a time period? I think Godwin's going back to like
Renaissance.
12, 1300 or something like that. He going to be a castle. He gonna be a castle and moat kind of guy, but I'm not gonna choose for you.
I don't know where I'd go. I'm kind of like I'd be a mountain man.
So you go in there too?
In the mountain.
Now see, that's bold. That's boldness. Because I was wondering if going back to the west, if I could be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's talking about becoming one of the pioneers that actually, blaze trails for all the rest of us,
Yeah, I'm out on that.
I would go back to like 1996, right before everybody got a car phone.
Oh, I was going to.
When the world was great.
I thought you were going to say offended.
It was better.
Well, yeah, nobody was offended either.
Yeah.
And if somebody needed you, they'd call your house. And if you weren't there, they'd wait.
Low key, I'd like to go back to like Jesus. Because, I'm just saying.
What an answer.
No, but you know how
cool. You're a better Christian than the rest
no.
of
them. No.
Go back to when?
I want to go back to when that sea got parted. Because I think that would be cool. Like when the Red Sea got parted, would be tight.
Hey.
Like, I'd like to see that.
If
I had to pick a single event from then, I would love to go and watch that thing just go whoop.
I was just fixed to say.
That's
that
cool.
That happened about something comparable happened a couple of years ago when we was down there in the Bahamas. Okay, we were staying where Taylor Swift, I think it was her summer house.
How is this comparable to Moses and the Red?
No, look, there's a giant rock out there in the ocean. Ocean liners was coming between the giant rock and us where we were staying. I come home from vacation. Go to Dave's and practice my music. That's when I had the band. And he said, let me show you what I seen on, I was looking through my computer the other day. So he gets on his computer and brings it up. He's got a picture of that giant rock except there's one thing missing.
Taylor
this
Swift?
This is like about 10 miles. The water is gone.
He said Taylor Swift.
The water's gone. That's just the tide.
No, no, no. No, this is not the tide going out. A hurricane come through there.
Oh, pulled all the water.
And pulled all the water out. But like this is like 10 miles now, and people are out there walking around on what used to be ocean liners was going through.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk around.
People are out there walking around picking up seashells.
Because that water's coming back.
Well, that's what I said. I said, was this in the news or anything? You know, was anything really a big deal made of it? He said, no, I just found it on a stupid computer.
You seen Deep Impact?
Huh? Well, hey, that's kind of like the Red Sea being parted.
Yeah. I would just, some of those cool miracle events from the Bible, I think would be really, I just think it'd be really neat. Like, I mean,
when the sun stood still for 3 days.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, man. Like, there's a bunch of stuff happening
Earth
back then
rotating.
That would be.
Yeah.
I guess that's the,
boop. Hey,
all them pigs running in the ocean and drowning.
For 3 days, the Earth was flat.
Right. 3 days.
What are you saying, 3 days?
It was 24 back. Hours?
24 hours.
I can't.
I'd have to ask the Bible scholar, Owens. Matt Owens.
I'm right here.
He would tell you where you can find it
in the
Bible.
It's in Joshua.
Yeah.
Hey, it actually stopped, I think, for 24 because it was 12 o'clock noon, I think. Just think about it. It stayed 12 o'clock noon for 24 hours.
Joshua 10:13.
I would probably severely time hop from like major event to major event. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to get back somehow in theory.
For a day. And
like, there's just some cool points of history. That's where I'd start. I'd go back there and then I'd work my way forward, like hopping.
February 7th,
that would,
2010.
Something
that
almost
would be,
happened
hey,
to
like
you and
saying,
you just jump out of there.
Yo. I don't know if there's any mountains around there where they parted Red Sea, but hey, if you'd be standing there watching, you know, Moses has done the stick in the.
Mm-hmm.
What about
and then,
on Mount Sinai?
Thousands of people's camels, mules, horses, donkeys, all
took off.
I'm already barefooted.
On dry ground.
It was one day.
Yeah. It was one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, because somewhere that?
But you know, watch that fight between David and Goliath. Like, just sit over there, love on sidelines real quick, and watch that slingshot get to
quick
work.
Quick fight.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
wop. No,
back
all right,
to my childhood.
On.
That story was easy for us to believe.
David and Goliath.
David and Goliath. Yeah, because hey, we grew up with slingshots.
And you took down a giant?
No, but we took down everything else. Hey. I'm serious. So you take an old shoe, like a loafer, cut the tongue out of it, okay, on top, make you, put it in.
I'd have to stop.
No wonder y'all run around barefooted.
Oh, no.
Cut all your shoes up.
Made them in a slingshot.
Hey, you talking about a deadly thing. That thing is a tool of death. A slingshot?
Oh, you made the
rifle
with the.
We hunted with it.
Rawhide.
A 60-mile-an-hour rock ain't safe.
Oh, no. Hey. And son, hey, when you were talking about the one with the that's we call that something else. But
pea shooter.
That's a shooter.
Yeah.
Pea shooter, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah.
The slingshot is actually, we use nylon string, okay? Or you could use leather strips.
That was for the uppity people.
Yeah. You know? Hey, and look, when you get to, get to whirling it, what is the, Quigley down under. What was that guy? He was doing something and it was making the noise.
A boomerang?
No, it wasn't a boomerang. He had some kind of, it was a way to communicate.
Oh, I don't know.
Didgeridoo?
Well, it was some movie. I thought it was Quigley down under. Maybe you know. And it would make that kind of noise while you were slinging it. And that's how they communicate. But slingshot makes that noise when you get to really swirling it, and then when you let it go, hey, that thing's deadly because you could put a stick with it, okay, and then it's like a barrel of a gun. You're doing the stick, and wherever you turn the stick loose, you know, you could set up bottles and stuff, and we busted them all the time.
Did y'all ever throw it at each other?
That was 5 cents a piece.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why my brother was missing 2 front teeth.
Which one?
Harold.
He was
standing behind the oak tree, and it ricocheted.
Oh.
Bam. Whap.
Whap.
He's missing 2 teeth.
See, I'd love to. I'd stop at a few key points in Si's childhood, too, just to fact check.
Although, that was the greatest time of my life.
I'd probably stop and see that jacket.
I'd stop for sure and see. Yeah.
I'd stop in Boston, Massachusetts, and go see that jacket at that restaurant.
Just look at that.
It may be cold in the night, boys.
Just a.
I'm serious. It literally made me glow in the night.
That's what I would say. I'd have to just stop. I'd be that guy standing on the corner, you know, smoking a Lucky Strike or something, whatever they did back in the day.
People that went to Vietnam just to watch Si have them tires stolen off.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'd like to watch that man cross that pond with the engine block.
No, no, and now. Hey.
Fire away. We got some emails. I'm on my phone, so I might not be as good at reading as I normally am, even though I kind of struggle from reading. But there's one we got to go, and it's why I got to read it word for word. There's no other way to do this than to read this word for word because you'd think I was making it up if I didn't. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm from Oklahoma.
Good country.
Good country. I'm in a bit of a situation, and I'm needing some advice. Backtrack. Subject line, desperately seeking advice.
Okay. What's the situation?
There's a girl at work that has a major crush on me, and I like her too.
That's a good thing.
Here's the problem. Martin, quit getting nervous.
I think so. There ain't no problem here.
There's a problem.
Oh, there ain't a problem.
She's the physical type and likes to show her affection by roughhousing. And by roughhousing, I mean she randomly slugs me in the arm and occasionally the kidney at any given moment.
Oh, we got a mountain man kidney puncher.
I feel like I'm in the third grade again. And she's not what you'd call petite, and at times I could accurately compare her punches to getting hit by a sledgehammer. Yep. Everybody claims she does that when she likes someone. From that claim, I'd say she thinks I'm her soulmate, and I've got the bruises to prove my theory.
You need to just body slam her.
You got to fight fire with fire, baby.
Look,
I love it.
Because I married a power lifter.
Uh-oh. Miss Paula was a power lifter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm finding out something new about Paula. Hey, you don't want to mess with that woman.
Oh, yeah.
She's a power lifter.
You got a body slammer.
Body slammer.
He says he wants to pursue her, but getting beat up regularly isn't exactly what he's into. So here's his problem. Should I choose love or personal safety? Please help.
Body slam. That's what you choose.
Body slam a lady?
Yeah, you can.
Here's my deal.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you can.
The girl's a little playful, okay?
Clearly.
Hey, so, hey, I would say go for it.
My man's got bruises.
What are a few bruises?
Body slam.
Body slammer. He said, hey.
Body slam?
Oh, yeah.
Martin.
That'll go.
I need your help.
That'll go. Body slammer. I'm telling you. Just pick her up and slam her down on.
Onto the couch?
Careful now, they just dating.
Who can play it? Two can play this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ball you fished up and hit her in the face.
Sir!
I tend to stay out of all matters of domestic violence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that ain't going to be violent.
Hey,
that's what she wants. She wants you to hit her back.
It sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Fun?
Yeah.
He's got bruises.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Love is a tough thing.
His skin looks like your shirt.
Hey, look. Love is tough, buddy.
Ask the punching bag if that's fun.
Yeah, hey. Hit that sucker. Hit her about where
now, she probably is trying to see just how far it'll go before he fights back. And when you do...
You just test.
She's probably going to fall madly in love with you, and she may or may not cut your head off and wear it for a hat. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Like,
you're going to end up on a different podcast, like Martin says.
Yeah.
Wonderly.
Wonderly going to be talking about you.
That's what Martin said.
That guy that talks real low and slow going to be telling your story,
Hammer. I love it.
It was a low, sleepy night in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
David decided to fight back. I don't remember what his name was.
Snake up behind her.
Aaron.
Aaron decided to fight back.
No, the girl's just playful.
Sneak up behind her, get her in a
headlock. Doesn't sound playful, but
it is. She might get a little carried away. Okay.
Is her name Icebox?
She's playful and very emotional.
Because, like, the whole time you were saying that, I'm just thinking of Little Giants and Icebox.
Icebox. Hey, Icebox was
look,
the guy,
hey, Bart,
right?
Oh, look. No, she might not be like Johnny Ringo.
Icebox was his...
Oh, Spike don't play with girls.
Yeah.
Hey, no, or she might be like Johnny Ringo. She's just a little high-strung.
But I think God would probably give you the best advice you could have.
Here's my advice.
Yeah.
Put a Conway Twitty song on. The girl needs a slow hand.
Oh. I don't know if he's going tight-fitting jeans or...
Either way, my man's getting whooped.
Not if he body slams.
I'm telling you, the woman needs a man with a slow hand or an easy touch.
I think Godwin is truly probably out of us the only one that can give us advice.
I'm with Godwin.
You got a pretty meek woman overall. Mine's Lippy. He is strong.
Hey, she's a body slammer.
I mean, Miss Paula did power lift. I saw the pictures over at their house. So he ought to know. If anybody knows, it'll be him.
That's it.
And I've heard some stories about her BC days. I know how tough she was.
Hey, look, I'm with Godwin for one reason. Hey, the man is very happy. And he's got a body slammer.
He got vitamins every day.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Hey.
Drink it while it's hot.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, put Conway Twitty on. Hey, slow hand.
And body slammer.
Hey.
Body slammer.
Is that the best? All right.
I'm telling you.
I don't know that body slam. Okay, I'm bowing out.
That's way better than
a woman.
Maybe like playful wrestle back. No, you're right.
No,
that's not going to work. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
But now that I've played that out, man, you got to go with the body slam.
Yeah.
Maybe onto a couch.
No,
or a trampoline.
You don't. No, you don't. You get Conway's Twitty song.
Oh, you got to knock the air out of
it. Yeah. Sweep the leg.
Take her breath away, baby.
Take her breath away.
Sweep the leg.
Hey, and you can do that with Conway Twitty's ace. She needs a man with a slow hand and an easy touch, baby.
I thought you just said take my breath away, and you didn't go with that Top Gun song?
Well, hey, you can say, a man with a slow hand and an easy touch to take a woman's breath away. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all about the mashups.
He'll have her following him around like a puppy dog if he does.
Apparently, she already is, but more like a pit bull. Yeah.
I don't think she's following either. I think she's leading.
Hey, I'm with Godwin on this.
My man. It's better. Body slamming is way better than punching in the jaw.
That's it. Hey,
don't punch her.
Yeah. Don't punch her because she liable to knock your two front teeth out.
That's right. She liable to whoop
I guess we might.
Because if your advice is coming via email.
What if A.A. Ron's tiny, though?
That's what I'm saying.
He might be like.
Hey, Aaron going to have to sneak her.
Yeah, he might be like.
I'll set you a table for about 3 foot long.
Put some nails on one end of it and just swing away.
Well, he said she was playful, not a zombie. Come on now.
The Walking Dead's going on in here. I don't know what.
But we got Hunter laughing.
She'd love it. I'm telling you, she'd love it.
You know what that tells me? Hunter's had the snot beat out of him by one before. That's not hard. He laughing over here. He said, boy, I wish I'd have known that when I was 15.
Hey, I gotta go to my line here. I've always told people I'd rather fight one man or 10 men than one woman that's mad.
This girl ain't mad. She's happy.
Hey, no,
just wait
till
she gets mad.
She's playful. But that's why I'm telling you. Hey.
Yeah. That's why she needs
that's
body right. slam.
Look, that's why I would fight. I would fight a whole football team before I'm going to fool with one woman that's mad. Because she'll kill you, okay, because they're playful.
Yeah.
We got time for one more because I think we're going to have to edit some of that part out.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, the answer to the boy's question is, get with Conway Twitty. And listen to the song. He needs a man with a slow hand and an easy touch. Because there's way more to the song than that.
Good luck, A.A. Ron. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
That's the best we can do for you, dude.
Actually, the most important thing you do in this whole situation is a follow-up email.
Yes. Aaron, please wear a GoPro.
Yeah. If you go with the body slam.
Yeah, show us the video on this.
Now, if you go with that 2x4 thing, do not video it. I'm not your lawyer, but I'm requesting you not to do that.
Oh, you just use the 2x4 to get her attention.
But.
I don't know what's happening. I think we've lost it. No, Bibleverse or. I don't know.
You ain't never seen them.
Hey, look, boys, when you get in the game of love, it's a tough.
Yeah, you ain't never seen them movies where them spies they get to fight and a man and a woman, they end up kissing. I'm telling you, body slammer, it's.
Hey,
Godwin been on that Angelina Jolie.
Me and Godwin are in complete agreement here.
What happened to me?
Hey. What, you got body slammed?
No, I body slammed her.
Oh. No way.
Ask her.
Beth, I'm requesting for Paula to be on an episode very, very soon.
If you go talk to Paula about Paula BC, you won't talk about laugh, son. You will laugh. Buddy, them is some clearly, good stories.
Well, hey, Paula's always
the flying flea was body slamming her.
Okay.
Well, he had to do something.
Because, hey, next time she's here, I'm gonna get into the body slamming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just better not. You better. All I got to say, when you square up with Miss Paula, you better be prepared to fight.
Hey, there you go, boys. Hey.
You better not go half cock because you're going to get knocked out.
That's right. Hey. What did homie say about it? Homie don't play that.
Yeah, let's end it with a Bible verse and pray for ourselves and Aaron because this could, man, if he misses on that first grab of the body slam, that boy in trouble.
He is toast.
She about to break him in half, Jack.
Oh, man.
But if he can't body slam her, look, here's the good news is, if you here's where I'm going to take this, then I'm done.
I'm not.
If you body slam her successfully.
Yeah.
You have got lifelong devotion from this woman.
You sure do.
However, if you miss, it's over.
Best not miss.
So this is a sink or swim moment for you right here. You can either swim the rest of your life or you're going to sink miserably. So I'm saying when you go for it, don't hesitate.
Mm-mm. No hesitation.
You're going to get knocked out.
Let her know you're there. Let her know you're there.
Big dog, you about to get knocked out if
no,
you hesitate.
Not. He's going to go for it. I don't know that I'm for this.
If you short arm it, though, you're in trouble.
Oh, you're talking.
You better give it all you got, babe.
Yeah.
Because she's coming back.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Allison's different than most of these women we're talking about.
What was that other song? Give me your best shot.
Yeah, hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot, baby.
All right. Well, I don't have a Bible verse about slamming, body slamming your girlfriend. Couldn't find one. But I'll go with this one. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord.
There you go.
That'll work.
There you go.
That was a body
slam. Body slam them.
That was a body slam.
Body slam them and drink it while it's hot. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
I gotta go.